Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Sarah is the CEO and the president of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly outstanding publication. And, of course, their yearbooks, the Bottom Line Yearbook 2020, and then their health book, and they've got one for women. She's our good friend. Sarah, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about something you wrote about in your blog recently, and I want to set it up by telling you, and my audience has heard me say this before, that I wrote a piece in March where I said, okay, we've got to do what we got to do to flatten this curve. Let's get it done. Let's learn what we can, but let's make sure this doesn't take us down. Then about a month later, when I felt like we did know a lot more, I wrote a piece about opening up the government, opening up the economy again. We need to start doing this. And I said in that piece that if the governors don't set a date, small business owners will. And I even said that it might look like a revolution. And in the last 30 days, Sarah, that's kind of what's been happening, hasn't it?
Well, it has. People are stepping up, which is huge. But the governors are still they're cramping down. I've seen a bunch of these pieces on the news where the small business owners are trying to open up. There's so many contradictions in these rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard it. You can stand online at Costco. You can go in and socially distance at Costco or Walmart, and yet they won't let them into the small stores.
Right.
Where and there are fewer people that are in there.
The density
of people that are in a small business.
It's about control. It's illogical, but it's also about control. They remind me of the Pharisees. The Pharisees used to say, 2,000 years ago, the Pharisees said, we have the power of binding and loosing. And that's the way these governors and these mayors act sometimes. And small business, it's time to get this economy going again, which I think mostly it is. But as you say, some states are still doling it out, aren't they?
Well, they really are. And so I had written this post. This was actually, I guess I wrote it in the beginning of May was when I'd first written
mm-hmm.
this, where originally we were all told we have to flatten the curve. We have to make sure the healthcare system can handle the flow of sickness. We didn't know what it was going to be. They needed to focus on can they figure out how the virus works, how to treat it, et cetera. That curve is flattening. And now suddenly, I don't know if it's governmental or they've socioculturally got it into people's heads that no one can die. And they're shifting the goalposts
And they actually say, it's our job to protect you. No, I'm sorry. It is not your job to protect me.
Well, not only that, my mother, 87 years old, she's like, I'm going to the store.
Yeah.
She would much rather go
out.
She's going
to live her life.
Yes, because it is not living. The people, thing that people are understanding, you're not living when you're locked in your 400 square foot apartment.
But Sarah, there are people that I know and that you know who are literally would be scandalized. They'd be shocked. It'd horrify them to hear you and me say these things.
Well, they would. But you know what? This is life. People, we have lived in a germy world forever. They're treating
mm-hmm.
this germ like it's the last germ on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not going to have COVID-21.
Correct. Or that something else isn't going to come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the other thing is they've dissected this. This germ, we know more about every side effect, every funky symptom, every detail of how this works in your body. The flu has its own weird symptoms. Everything has its symptoms. Everything has, your kidney breaks down from this. Yes, your kidney breaks down from all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone, she was in the hospital, and they gave her a colonoscopy, threw her into AFib, like, made a mess of her.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't pay attention to all those things.
Well, and see, the other thing, Sarah, is when politicians make decisions, they play chess one move at a time. When the decisions they make actually result in a chess, they play checkers, and the decision they make though actually takes place on a chessboard, meaning one move is begets seven moves, and it's like you say, when they keep us from getting COVID, they also keep me as a people from getting tested or having elective surgery that could save their lives. I mean, we're gonna learn about that in a year, aren't we? How many people died over the next 2 years because of the shutdown?
Yes, there are people that have died because of the shutdown.
Or will
increased suicides? There's tests that weren't done. There were treatments that weren't done. There are people that just depression that leads to all cause mortality.
Yep.
Like the trickle of this in order to protect again. 99% of the people don't get it or heal from that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's really not affecting that many people. Or
do you believe that? Do you believe that when we look back on this a year from now, 2 years from now, we'll see that we overreacted?
I believe so. I think people are going to spin this for years to come.
Do you also believe that the silver lining in this is that when we do have COVID-21 or COVID-25? That we will have learned from this. We should be able to learn from this so that we never have to go through this again.
I would hope, but I'm not certain. Here's the one that I'm not sure that anyone's going to figure out, and this is kind of my one thing that we've been working a lot on in bottom line. So that the best way to protect yourself from this is to be healthy and strong and to have a strong immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the doctors are masks and wash your hands and stay away. They're not talking about, like, what can you do to protect yourself? And the big thing in my mind is, will people have learned? Now, I love seeing all the people out walking and riding their bikes. When all is said and done, they've had, you know, the increase in what I'll call comfort food consumption is up. Alcohol consumption is up, which means they're not strengthening their body to protect themselves from getting sick.
Sarah, I got to take a quick break. One thing I want to predict, though, folks. We will never shut down the economy again like we did this time. That will never happen again. Main Street won't allow it. I'm Jim Blessing, and we'll be right back with Sarah Heiner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.